Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights. Kitty, that's your line.
With a K. Sorry.
Two idiots. See, I keep telling you guys that we're idiots, and we have microphones, and we bring you a weekly not safe for work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, Dr. Hoovies. Wait, no, that's not right. Kitty, what was I trying to say?
Let's see, life, pop culture. Douchey radio voices?
Oh, no, I wasn't doing a douchey radio voice, but I can throw one in.
There you go.
I don't know. That's me pretending to do someone else's douchey radio voice. How sad is that?
It was a nice effort.
By the way,
I'll give you that.
Hey, what day is it?
August the 23rd.
Yeah, Doctor Who Day, 2014.
2014, yeah.
Doctor Who was back today. Yay!
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, well, we already watched the episode. Who are we? I'm Miranda Janelle. Who are you?
I'm Matt Fracking Cat.
And we're being joined this week by Matt and Tim from the SLS cast. Well, at least Matt. Tim couldn't make it, unfortunately. But Matt is here, and hopefully he will cut in at any moment and say hi to the good people.
That's right! Matt's here with douchey voices and all. Yes, welcome, and thanks for having me.
And that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week. I'm Miranda Janelle.
I was just waiting to jump in with a douchey radio voice.
Let me tell you, you guys are beautiful, okay? And really, really appreciate it.
I've got to get one of those.
Yeah, unfortunately, Tim couldn't make it with us tonight. But Matt, thank you so much for joining us and frankly making us laugh already. Hey, Kitty, do you want to tweet that we're live and
like I just did?
Oh, like you just did. Okay. And where did you tweet that? You know, how could people end up finding that tweet?
From @MovieNightsPod on Twitter.
Cool. How about a website? We got one of those?
MidnightMovieNights.com with a K.
Yeah, Nights with a K. And we're in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a lot of other places. And if you don't find, or if you find a place where we're not listed, you could let us know by emailing us. Where could the good people email us, Kitty?
What's email?
Contact at midnightmovienights.com. What's email? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't even tweet anymore.
I know what you mean. Pretty much only tweet. Yep. Well, oh, bummer. I didn't add a new sound effect. I was thinking about getting something for the time machine. Because we got to talk about last week.
Okay. Last week we watched The Truman Show.
Yes, we did. Okay. And just in case we don't see you, good morning, good evening, and good night.
Yes.
I don't think I got that right.
I think it's good morning, morning
and if I don't see you, yeah.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
See, I knew I screwed that one up. As I yanked the cable clearly across the desk. Yay. I'm doing this pretty well.
You would have had to been raised in Sea Haven. See, that's when I got it right.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. No, okay, so last week, yeah, we probably should have added a disclaimer on the front of that one.
Things get real.
Yeah, well, see, I knew where you were going to go, at least generally, but when you started telling the story about your mom, oh, crap. Dude, I lost it in that minute. You know, like, that very moment where I even broke in, where, like, I realized, oh my god, I'm audibly crying already. broken the pause. Like, I know where he's going. I can't believe you're telling this story already. I thought you were going to save that one for later, and you were just going to mention that your mom had passed. I didn't. Oh, I wasn't prepared for that, dude. And apparently neither were the listeners.
I know I sure as hell wasn't.
Yeah, we had tweets and things.
Yeah, we
from
did.
That. So, I guess we should have got a disclaimer.
Dude,
warning.
I've been fucking tired.
Danger, danger.
I have been so tired since we wrapped up and watched the movie and everything because, God, that story that you told about your mom, that was just sheer power. And then the announcement that, of Operation New Litter Box and everything. By the way, is that what we're officially calling it?
Yeah, hashtag Operation New Litter Box. Or yeah. If the tweet's too long, hashtag ONLB.
Yeah, ONLB. Yep. But,
and I'm usually tweeting something once a day just to kind of give a countdown. I think I was on day 75 today.
Yeah, I need to add a countdown to the website too. No, but even after that, like as we were watching the movie, I knew this was going to happen and I had prepared myself, but I didn't prepare myself well enough because you never can. I knew I was going to that it was going to hit me after the fact that, okay, it's been announced. It's real. It's finally real. People know about it. It's going to happen now. And just having the wave of emotion, hit me and just how freaking proud I was of you, dude.
There were a few moments building up to it that I freaked out myself. I'm like, what am I doing?
Well,
I even tweeted it. I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Yeah. You freaked out after the fact too.
Yeah.
But, but yeah, it's out there. I was not prepared for just the amount of emotion and everything, continuing even after the pod because, I started bouncing off the walls, at one point, just like, oh my God, it's real. It's real. It's actually out there. It's fucking real. And then, of course I took to Twitter. Yeah, but yeah.
As one would do.
As one is wont to do.
Yeah. But by just by the end of the night, by the time that I finally was able to calm down enough and actually pass out, I've been exhausted since. It's been this nice, all right, everything's groovy, just settling into the groove, I don't know. There's a plan. Things are happening. It really does feel like the plan's coming together, and
it's lovely when a plan comes together.
Indeed, and if right now it's just kind of I'm riding the wave, smooth sailing at the moment. How are you feeling?
I'm good. I'm really good. Like I said last week, at the end of it, my little piece of the world got smaller, and I think it was good to announce it because that gives myself accountability for it. That's why I said I announced the journey to, Death Ray thing, because I didn't want to put it out there and have people come back and say, idiot, you didn't go, or you didn't do what you said you were going to do. So
I put in for a week off of work, so this is happening.
Oh, yeah, the time off thing that you
PTO,
get from...
PTO, paid time off. Real.
People actually do this.
Yes, people...
They get paid time off.
Yes, it's the combination of sick days and vacation days.
It's a radical concept. I have to bring that up where I work.
And they'll laugh at you and be like, time off, what's that?
Get back to work. I love my job.
Actually, we do have an opportunity. And I'm only bringing this up because, frankly, it's something that he had already approached me about. At least I seem to remember. Matt, what did you think of last week? I mean, should we have prefixed the episode, or do you think it'll play out all right?
Well, no, I mean, you're as I have said
on my show, the SLS Cast. Shameless self-promotion, slscast.com.
Dude, promote away. Seriously.
At the SLS Cast.
Yes,
and at nitwit 12345 on Twitter.
Thank you very much. Yes. And the show at slscast.com for email. No, seriously, though. I have said this before. You guys are very, stream of consciousness, free flowing. And the way that that happens for you guys is really fun to listen to live. And it's very organic in that sense. And I cannot fault you for letting it go. Was it completely unexpected? Yeah. I mean, was the fan covered in shit a la Airplane? Yes, it was. But it was good. It was cathartic. I honestly had a very, truly very similar experience. It was extremely cathartic to hear someone talk about a life experience that was nearly verbatim the same as mine. And it was like, holy crap. Even I was getting kind of like, wow, the heart was pounding a little bit and the eyes were getting a little red. And I'm like, stop it, Matt. No feelings. No. And
must resist emotion.
Yes, exactly. I was trying to be Dennis from It's Always Sunny, and I was failing miserably. I don't think it was I don't think it was ill-advised that y'all did what you did. It was fine. I think it'll play out just fine.
All right, good. Because, it even took me by surprise, and I'm supposedly the controlling one who nothing happens, nothing happens on this pod that I don't allow. That's the origin of the Siebes nickname, but.
Right on.
But it surprised the shit out of me how like. Just damn, Katie, that was some awesome sharing. Seriously, I am so fracking proud of you, dude.
Well, it was necessary, I think. With everything that was going on, and it was kind of the 4 years since all of that happened, almost to the day. So,
yeah,
it all kind of made sense.
Yeah, and one thing we did forget to mention that was kind of a preview of Chatty Catty.
I think you need to change that to Shit Gets Real.
Well, no, because it's not going to all be like that, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, every episode is. I'm going to make people cry.
You can make
funny
people cry
shit
in
can
songs.
Be real, too.
Exactly. That's exactly. It's you're going to be telling your story.
Yeah.
I don't believe. I think it's going to be fun. And we're going to bank a couple episodes of that before we start releasing it. That will be coming soon. Do either of you have anything else that you would like to add before we go to the Tournament of Segments? And Matt, you will be joining us in playing the game, will you not?
Oh, look, I play to win. I'm sorry. I'm exceptionally competitive.
Okay.
So I've got something for everything. And a little something for everyone.
Dude, nice. Very nice. We need to get you like recording like some like promos or something. You just got that right quality to your voice.
Well, thank you. I have been told repeatedly that I do have a face for radio. And I
have a voice for print.
Yeah, exactly. I think between the two of us, Kat and I would make one hell of a radio show host.
Okay.
You may go Miranda now. So.
Okay. I guess I'll just start spinning the wheel.
I was saying go. I mean, we were talking about a show on our own now. So.
Well, yeah, I know, I get it. But
I'll bet you didn't see that coming.
But Midnight Movie Nights 34. Are we gonna finish this up? I mean, you do need someone to spin the wheel, do you not?
Okay, go ahead, Patrick.
Hang on, I can do it. Clack, 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 clack.
No whammy, no whammy, no whammy.
There's no whammy on this board. See, you guys don't know what you're doing. You guys
I'll make it up
me.
As I go.
Ah, you guys are killing me.
I guess you can stick around.
I actually need to add an additional column to the table, and so we can keep track of Matt's scores also. All right, we have an old friend. How appropriate. I have something for it. Kitty, do you have something for it? It's a yes or no question, dude.
No.
Okay, Matt, do you have something for it?
Absolutely.
All right, well, you are a guest, so we will allow you to go first.
Oh, thank you. A constant old friend is my single favorite movie of the black and white era, Wuthering Heights from 1939. And of course, this is the one directed by William Wyler and starring Laurence Olivier and Geraldine Fitzgerald, with a wonderful appearance by David Niven.
Wow.
Yes.
You actually really went for an old friend.
It is truly my favorite black and white movie. I grew up with this movie. I learned about doomed romance and stormy relationships and the way that love can truly conquer your life, and not in a good fucking way.
Oh, sounds like one of mine. I guess I'll have to pick that one later, but...
Hey, you can pick it right now, dude, and have a last-minute addition.
Well, you know, the sound of it reminds me of Queen Christina.
That's what I was thinking.
That's my favorite, you know, one of my favorite movies, you know, Greta Garbo. I can't remember all the details right now, but that's, you know, just the way it sounds, you know. She's, the queen of Sweden. And, you know, she wants to have a life of her own, and she just can't have it. She's got to be a queen, and I sound like an idiot now because it's last minute that I just brought this up.
That's okay. I'm giving you the point.
Yeah, I'd take it away.
Well, if you end up beating me or tying me...
But, yeah, it just sounded
if
similar.
If one point makes a difference, I'll take it away.
Okay. I'm good with that.
Right on.
Oh, son of a bitch! I'm looking at the board, and I fell prey to a classic blunder. It's pointing.
You
at
started
an old
a land war in Asia.
Yes. No, it's pointing at an old friend, but we had actually landed on guilty pleasure. I didn't look at the text up top, and the spinning wheel removes it as it chooses. So. Yeah, all right. So if we land on an old friend, it will be our guilty pleasure. I think I may need to deduct a point from myself for that one.
No, you see, you have to keep the point because you were honest.
Aw, you're sweet.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you haven't gotten your point yet because you haven't told us what your old friend is. But should you get a point, you should probably keep it because you're honest.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done it yet. And look at that. I've already spun. So we will come back. Hi, I'm a little distracted. You know, I'm not a little distracted. I'm just me, you know. Whatever. My old friend is Superman, 1978. You know, it's the one that just kept coming to mind all day. So much so that I actually felt like wearing my red shorts this morning. And when I wear my red shorts, there's only one shirt that I can match with it. It's my Supergirl t-shirt. And now I realize why I'm burning up hot. And why it was so sudden when it was so cool earlier. And Marianne was here. And she was making fun of me because I wasn't wearing the blue tights. And so I ran and put on the blue tights, and now I'm really fucking hot.
Are you wearing the cape, too?
No, I'm not wearing the cape. The cape for this one actually is very scratchy, and I just don't like it. So, no, I'm not wearing the cape. But, yes, my old friend is Superman. And, specifically the first of four Christopher Reeve cinematic, you know, movies. And
I mean three.
Yeah.
First of three.
That's what I would say.
You guys are killing me.
There was no fourth one.
Much like Indiana Jones. There were only three Indiana Jones movies.
Yeah, I don't know why people keep bringing it up. Star Wars movies too, right?
No, there's about to be six.
All right. Well, the next spin landed on guest choice.
Ooh.
Matt, you get to pick this one.
Ooh. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get ourselves caught up then, and we'll go with guilty pleasure. Let's go ahead and do the guilty pleasure, and then we'll be totally caught up, and there won't be any confusing ones.
Okay. Kitty?
When we're jumping around and reading.
Kitty, what do you have for guilty pleasure?
I don't have anything for that one.
Yeah, neither do I. I didn't do it this week.
Wow. I can't believe it. Well, mine is the ever-present 1986 action film directed by John Carpenter, good Lord, starring Kurt Russell, Kim Cattrall, and James Hong.
Excuse me.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Wow.
Just watched that one recently. I mean, like a couple of weeks ago.
I absolutely adore this movie. I am probably one of the higher ranking members of the cult of this cult film. And just cannot get enough of it. I have to watch it at least once a month. It is fantastic.
Wow.
Fantastic.
I don't even watch Star Wars that much.
Have you seen this movie, Miranda?
A long time ago.
I know, what was it? That Flickster or whatever account that I got. That was one of the movies I got for free. And I downloaded it and I watched it recently. And then it was on. So I watched it like twice. And I'm like, why haven't I seen this movie before? Because Kurt Russell and that was pretty good. I mean,
oh my God, yeah. He is the ultimate.
The beginning of the movie with him in the truck.
Oh, well, was the most awesome. I mean, it's just that's let me tell you what Jack Burton always says.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what Jack Burton always does. He's just like, and it's nonstop. You know, it's yeah. He's just completely.
He's got his
full
own CB radio show.
Yeah. He would definitely be the Midnight Movie Nights of 1986 fictional.
Nice.
Yeah. Except he would be both nights because he's that self-important.
Let me tell you what that fracking cat would do. He would.
So he has a bit of an ego.
Nah. Sure. If by bit you mean something Mount Rushmore sized, then yes,
okay.
Bit
okay.
Of
like
an ego.
Like loving a mountain.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow, Kitty.
Yeah.
Really? You didn't catch that one?
I did.
Bit of an ego, loving a mountain. No, nothing. Okay. Never mind.
Bueller. Anyone? Anyone?
Oh, what do we got? We have a knight's choice. Kitty.
So I get to pick how about a what's real?
A what's real? I have nothing.
Ooh. Well, I do have something for that one. What about you, Matt?
Oh, of course. Yes. I wasn't kidding. I have something for every category.
Wow.
Okay, Matt officially wins. I mean, what? there's no way to not win when you fill everything out, unless we're deducting more points. So, stop it, Diana. You delete that right now.
I think I'm going to go ahead with mine because I don't think mine will be able to top yours, Matt. So I'm just going to say that my what's real is the movie Great Balls of Fire, the story of Jerry Lee Lewis.
Ooh, that is a very good one. Nice choice, man.
Dennis Quaid and Winona Ryder. And, you know, it's the story of Jerry Lee Lewis. So, and, you know, from his humble beginnings to his almost fall.
I would love to know, did you know prior to this film that he and Jerry Swaggart were cousins?
No.
Or Jimmy Swaggart, rather. the old televangelist from the 1980s.
Who, and, you know, I didn't even. Sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, who not once but twice got caught with a hooker, and had to confess his sins in front of the entire congregation on national television.
I'm trying to think. Is he the one who said that he had to have so much money or he was going to be taken away?
No, he was the preacher guy. He was the preacher cousin in the movie.
I'm just saying later in life, was he the one, like, what?
Oh, no, that was Earl Roberts or so?
Earl Roberts, okay, yeah, that's right.
I think is who it was.
Yeah, okay, Swaggart. Yeah, I remember him. He was played by Alec Baldwin, wasn't it?
I believe so, yes. I will say this, though. In real life, all three of those boys, all three cousins, could play the piano like nobody's business.
Yeah, and Mickey Gilley, he was, wasn't he related? Wasn't he a cousin?
So. Yeah. I think so. I'm not 100% on that one, though.
So, yeah. it kind of goes into his, Jerry Lee Lewis's life, rising to fame, and he's kind of his personal life, which is, some people, I guess a lot of people wouldn't agree with it, man. I guess it was kind of a thing in the South back then. But,
you would think that if anybody, the South would be okay with you marrying a 13-year-old kid. I don't.
And yet, your cousin.
And yet they had problems with it. Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean,
Oh, God. You guys are making me, like, I now have a pick for this one.
Well, it was a good movie. Yeah, Dennis Quaid put in he was great in that.
Oh my God, he was fucking awesome in that.
Oh yeah.
But what is he not great in? By the way, nice pull on Dennis Quaid there.
Undercover Blues.
Hmm. I don't know that I've seen that one.
He and Kathleen Turner starred in this movie. Yeah, with the baby, and it is just really not a good movie. I mean, as good as his smile is. It is not a good movie. The only thing that saves that movie is Stanley Tucci, who plays Muerte, just this terrible, terrible robber, street mugger, if you will, who keeps running into them and gets worse off every single time. As a matter of fact, by the end of the movie, when they run into him, his name's Muerte, and they're like, "Hey, it's Morty!" And yeah, it's absolutely
nice. Weird.
Yeah, he gets mad. Stanley Tucci, awesome. Stanley Tucci could save Transformers 4 for me. So,
wow. Stanley Tucci's another, I absolutely love him. That guy's great. Julie and Julia, loved him in that.
The first role I ever saw him in, and it was an instant love affair from there, it's a little known movie called Montana, stars Kira Sedgwick as a kind of like a hit woman or a mafia kind of organized crime lady who gets stuck in a very weird misadventure and ends up kind of trying to save this kid. And Stanley Tucci's her friend. It's an amazing movie, a great 90s drama. Very, very little known and highly recommended. That was the beginning of my Stanley Tucci love affair.
And that's called Montana?
Yes, Montana.
I didn't make a note of that one.
I think the first, just looking at IMDb right now, the first thing that I would have seen him in would be The Pelican Brief. But that's probably not where... He's fairly recent for me. I don't know. I almost want to say The Devil Wears Prada. No. No, okay. Looking at IMDb, I have to say definitely The Terminal. But yeah.
Oh, yes.
There we go.
He's good in that.
There we go.
He's good in everything.
Yeah.
I'm hard-pressed to find something that he wasn't good in.
Well, I'll mention something that wasn't even a movie. It was the TV show Monk when he was playing.
Yes. Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Was following Monk around, and he actually, he got so mad that he became Monk, which really irritated Monk because, here was this actor trying to play him and was becoming him. so it was kind of creepy at the same time. But he was good in that.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about that.
I think that's one of the... I know he's been in other movies, but that was one of the things that stands out when I think of him. Was that episode of Monk.
Wow.
Yeah, great, great, great actor. So my last minute addition, all the talk of Jerry Lee Lewis made me think of scenes in Walk the Line, when Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and was it Carl Perkins? When the four of them were touring together, and Johnny first meets June, and
Little Richard, I think.
Was it Little Richard?
I thought it was Little Richard. Because Little Richard is in Ray. He's in, I want to say he's in Great Balls of Fire. He's definitely in Walk the Line, and he's also in Get On Up, which tells me that perhaps maybe there needs to be a biopic on Little Richard.
Yeah.
If he was that influential into all of these different people's careers, maybe he has a story worth telling.
Let's see. Wait, no.
I'm really surprised there's not one already.
Carl Perkins was part of the...
It's weird because I almost put Walk the Line as my what's real.
Really?
Yeah, because I watched it a couple of weeks ago. And so I almost put that one down. I was like, nah, it's too obvious. And I was like, well, it really wouldn't be that obvious because I'm the only one who knows I watched that movie.
Huh.
I don't know.
Wait, what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know what I mean. I never do.
Yeah. No, God.
Confusing.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion. No, freaking love that movie, dude.
What, Walk the Line? Yeah.
That's
what I said. I watched it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, but you were saying like you thought you were the only the only one who liked it. What?
No, I said I thought it would be too obvious to pick that one, but then that really made no sense once I started thinking about it because I was the only one who watched it a couple of weeks ago and you wouldn't know I'd watched it.
Okay, I got it. I was going to say, like...
My brain went goofy when I was thinking of that.
Yeah, well,
I got to jump in here real quick.
Sure.
Because Diana tweeted at me that she loves Big Trouble in Little China as well. I just saw that because I am hashtag bad at Twitter. We're only 9 minutes behind, but I did see it, and thank you for that.
While we're referring to Diana's tweets, yes, Diana, that is what I was talking about. But remember, spoilers, sweetie. So, yes, Matt, what do you have for what's real?
I have the not financially successful, but very highly regarded 1994 historical drama directed by Robert Redford, starring John Turturro, Rob Morrow, and Ralph Fiennes, Quiz Show, based on the Quiz Show scandal of the 50s.
I saw that a couple of months ago.
I haven't seen that one.
Really? That's a good movie.
It's quite frankly my favorite performance by Ralph Fiennes. Ralph Fiennes, absolutely, hands down.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. Above what was it? Made in Manhattan or?
That's kind of like comparing Gone with the Wind to Gone with the Breeze, the condensed version.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's kind of like no comparison.
Oh, good, it was made in Manhattan.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he was actually in that one. So Quiz Show, huh?
Mm-hmm. Really good. Great cinematography. It's honestly one of Robert Redford's better films in terms of his directing. And... it's got a great pace and just excellent characters. It's what I really love is when the director can basically extract from the screenplay the characters. Now, he's not just there to point and say, okay, you guys need to go here and we need this good shot here. He's there to make sure that the actors really bring the characters to life. And he just has a way of making these characters so strong. And everyone, even the bad guys, likable. They're likable. They all have redeeming qualities about them. And then, of course, you have just probably one of the best performances, again, also from John Turturro. You know, don't fuck with the Jesus in life. You know, he plays Herb Stemple in this movie and kind of the guy who gets the ball rolling on undoing the whole quiz show scandal. And it's just amazing because while he is a complete dweeb and is very annoying, he got fucked over and he was pissed. And quite frankly, yeah. I can't hold it against him that he tried to do something about it. You know, but God, it's just, yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. I find
it interesting that this is your pick when you filled out something for every single segment, guaranteeing your own victory. Therefore, this game itself is fixed.
It wasn't my fault that you tweeted me and said, hey, go to this web page on our website and look up the stuff if you want to participate.
Filling everything out is certainly an option.
Yeah, you should have fixed that when there was only like half the segments in there. So we have an advantage.
To be honest, we were going to say you automatically win just because you were you joined us. So, you know, ultimately we would have bowed out. But noble victory, sir.
as I said before, I'm here to help, not to hurt. That is my motto.
Well, we landed that on Anything Goes, and well, I'm gonna bow out of Anything Goes. I don't want to do my anything. I'm gonna bank it for another time. So, Kitty, do you have anything for Anything Goes?
No, not really. I didn't have anything for that one.
All right, Matt, what do you got?
I have from metro.co.uk. Woman spends £130,000 on surgery, including turning her nipples into hearts to look like a holiday caricature.
What?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, ow. Ew.
turning them into hearts?
Yeah, a woman has spent 15 years and £130,000 on surgery to make her look like a holiday caricature, even having her nipples tattooed as hearts.
Oh, tattooed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh. But
reshaping.
They've been like,
yeah, I thought you were talking about they sliced into the nipple and cut portions of the areola out, you know, in order
it looks like they did that. I'm not joking.
Oh God, that's so creepy.
They've got pictures.
What kind of caricature is it, like a just to look holiday or
is she like a holiday montage? Does
it's okay, the caricature itself, and you know, since we're using Skype, let's do some technological fun here, and I will link to you guys the actual webs, and you can go and look at this yourself. I'm gonna also, I guess we'll try and see if it'll work for Twitter.
Twitter's... I am not clicking on that link.
I promise it's worth your while.
We'll go in and retweet it. But hell no, I am not clicking on that link. I don't want to see nipples that have been turned into hearts.
Goes.
Yeah. Right.
We're going to try and tweet it. I'm trying to tweet it right now. But we'll see what happens here.
That's kind of the reverse of Joel Schumacher. Instead of putting, you know, nipples on everything under the sun, she's actually deforming nipples.
Yeah, you can just click the link and look at the top picture, which has no nipples in it whatsoever. So you can see the caricature that she was trying to make herself look like. That's very important.
I don't trust it. I've got a giant fucking monitor that, you know, I hook my laptop up to when we're doing the show.
I'm going to quote something from Scrooge.
I don't have a giant fucking monitor, but I do have a 24-inch monitor, and there's no offensive material at the top of this.
It's not offensive. It's something that's going to make me grab my chest and just scream, why? Oh, my God,
that
why?
That you don't have it
and
done
I'm
either?
Going to feel...
I know. It would be crazy that you would scream that. Did I finish that sentence wrong for you? I might have done that. My bad.
Wow. Yeah. Awkward. but hey, anything goes, right?
Yeah. Okay, it says that she began her extreme transformation after having a caricature of herself drawn while on holiday in Ibiza when she was 15.
Oh, Ibiza.
Yeah.
Is it? I'm guessing it's something that was done like on the street, like on a street corner, someone said.
Yeah,
there
yeah, exactly. Exactly. She
don't they usually
like,
draw them people with big heads? Is that
yes,
her next
she's got
step?
A big head, big boobies with blonde hair. And here's the stupid thing. She spent $130,000. She's got blonde hair in the caricature and she's dyed black hair in the real life picture. It's like, did you not forget the $20 bottle of L'Oreal because you're fucking worth it and put it in your hair? It's like, that's only 20 bucks. I don't understand where the other 129,980 pounds fucking went.
Wrong with these people who spend thousands of dollars to look like somebody else or do something weird like that? I like Star Trek. I've heard of people getting their ears pointed. I like Vulcans.
Oh, God, no,
like
stop it. Can we stop talking about body modification? What the
what
fuck, guys?
That much money?
Oh my God, you guys are giving me the fucking willies. We've landed on quotes and and I'm going to see if either of you can recognize this. This is two characters going back and forth, and if you don't get it on the first one, I will read a second quote and maybe you'll get it from there. Okay, character one. Have you ever eaten alien meat? Character two. Yeah. Character one. What was it like? Character two. He seemed to enjoy it.
Spaceballs?
No,
that... Torchwood.
Yes, Torchwood. Which episode?
Was it meat?
It was meat. The other quote was...
Jack Harkness was in that, right?
Yeah. Gwen asks... Have you ever eaten alien meat? Jack says, yeah. Gwen asks, what was it like? Jack, well, he seemed to enjoy it. Ha! And then the other quote was, imprisoned, chained, and drugged. Welcome to planet Earth. Again, not the way that he delivered it in the episode, but we were talking about the episode earlier, so I figured I would slightly bend the rules and add a quote from a TV show. Oh my God, why is my phone going buzz, buzz, buzz? Okay. It's just now finally catching up to the Skype message that you sent a few minutes ago. Kitty, do you have anything for quotes?
Yeah, I do. All right. I'll quote this one. Tell me if y'all know what it's from. It's pretty easy. Let me let you in on a little secret. The customer is always an asshole. I didn't say it like it was said
Waiting?
In the movie.
Is that from Waiting?
No.
Wait, that's what I would have said.
Really?
I'm pretty sure they said it in Waiting.
All right, I'll try to say it as it was said in the movie. Let me let you in on a little secret. The customer's always an asshole! No?
No, I'm sorry.
It was Shannon Hamilton. Ben
oh
Affleck,
yeah, Mallrats.
Oh, Mallrats. Okay, there you go.
I was running through Clerks, going, no, that was not said in Clerks 1 or Clerks 2. Okay.
Now, this is a motto that I kind of like, considering where I work.
Yeah. Well, one of your works. All right, Matt. We know you've got something filled in. What do you got?
Yes, I do. This is a quote that comes from, I'm going to just kind of help you out here. It comes from one of the worst movies ever. A movie that literally had to reach back to Gilligan's Island to come up with this quote. Quote, "I hate to disappoint you, but rubber lips are immune to your charms."
Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Siebes, do you know this one? I know it. Unless I'm totally wrong.
He's talking to Poison Ivy, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Poison Ivy and Batman and Robin.
Yes!
Wow.
Okay, that's right.
What the hell? We were just talking about...
Poison lips.
Wait. Hold on. You were listening. That was Jim's show, right? Yeah.
Me?
Yeah. You were listening to Jim's show, right?
On Wednesday I did. Sure. On Adventure Night. Yes.
It wasn't Adventure Night though. That the cat said it, was it?
I don't know. There was conversation
about the Joel Schumacher putting nipples on everything.
Oh, that was last night's show.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He was talking about the frozen nipple computer.
Nipple weather girl. And the frozen nipple computer. And I think I was the one who made the crack about, there's going to be nipples on a computer? And then you broke Twitter.
Yeah, I said that given enough time, Schumacher would have put nipples on the bad computer.
So yeah, we're kind of already thinking, the non-Michael Keaton Batmans.
Yeah. Indeed.
That's a good choice though. Yeah, that's
I just thought it was hilarious that they pulled that from Gilligan's Island. And that, there was this episode of Gilligan's Island, for those who are not in the know, where they have this kind of dream sequence thing, and it's kind of like a spy setup, and Ginger tries to poison Gilligan by kissing him, but the poison backfires because he's wearing rubber lips.
I did not know that.
He peels them off, and he says, like fake lips, rubber lips. And of course she dies or whatever. But yeah, I was like, wow. I mean, how bad can a Batman and Robin movie get? I've actually never seen this movie all the way through. I made it to about the first 6.5 minutes of the movie when they, no shit, click their heels together and out pop the ice skates. And I said, yeah. No. I literally said no. And I just turned it off and walked away because that was not happening. So
I can't remember if Batman and Robin or if it was Batman Forever that I first watched on a charter bus traveling to a special marching band competition. It was our big trip, so instead of a school bus, we actually got the charter bus and we went out to Palm Springs. And
was it 94 or 97?
This actually would have been my senior year of high school. So it could have been either of them, and it was actually on a charter bus. So it wouldn't have been
So it would have already been out.
It would have already been out.
So, well, I forget. Yeah. I'm an old fart. So yeah. I just happen to know that Batman Forever came out in 94 and Batman and Robin came out in 97.
According to Twitter, it came out in 95.
What the fuck do I know then?
Yeah. Hey, I
can't believe that was from a Gilligan episode.
Yeah, right?
I did not know that. That's pretty cool.
That is.
But I only watched, a little bit of Gilligan's Island. But that one, I gotta go back and watch that. Just to see that reference.
I did actually just order all four of the 90s and 89 90s era Batman.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the Gilligan's Island.
No. Oh, that would be a good one to have though. But I did end up ordering them on Blu-ray, one night after.
So I heard
midnight movie nights. And it showed up and I was like, "What the fuck? Oh, okay. All right." Yeah. All right. What do we got this time? We'll do a couple more here, and then we'll move on. Ooh, it looks like we're going to get a holiday movie. Do we? Yes, you landed on holiday movie. Let's see. Well, Matt went first on that one. I went first. Well, Matt went first by default because he was the only one that had anything. But
happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K.
Nice. Kitty, why don't you take this one? Do you have something?
No, not for that one.
Not for holiday movie? Oh, bummer.
Well, there's...
Well, while y'all are figuring that out, Diana sent us a tweet that said that the heart nipples are the least bizarre item in that story. And
yeah, I really don't want to look at something that. I'm not clicking that effing link.
I kind of want to read it, but if I see something, I'm going to be scared of the internet and I'll be gone for like a month.
No. Just no. Don't do it, Kitty. It's not worth it.
It's just like a PDF file of this so I can just read it. I don't need to see pictures. Nothing pop up or anything. Nothing in 3D.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and go on this one. My holiday movie. Oh, ew. No. God, I don't want to do this now. Not after the freaking heart nipples.
Is it Valentine's Day or something?
Yes!
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh my God, that is amazing.
You already said that's what it was. You gotta go for it now.
Alright, well, I think I've talked about it before, but the story follows a handful of people on Valentine's Day, and none of them have heart nipples, at least not that we get to see. This is a Gary Marshall film, after all. And the stories all end up being connected by, you know, together by at least two of the other stories, and I thought that was, you know, I like these movies that bring the continuity all together, you know. It's the same thing that I liked about 24, you know, and the first book of Game of Thrones. You've got all of these seemingly unrelated things, and then everything just comes together as you tell the story. I enjoy that story type, so... And it's just one of those movies that makes me happy. You know, like I said, it's directed by Gary Marshall. And yes, I'm absolutely sure about that one. You know, we're not having a League of Their Own moment. This one I do know is a Gary Marshall movie. And the cast is freaking awesome. I mean, Jennifer Garner, you know, my God, I love Jennifer Garner. Alias, one of my favorite TV shows of all time. Ashton Kutcher. See, I told you he was a guilty pleasure. I'm proving it. who else is in it? Rocket Raccoon. Bradley Cooper.
I was going to say, you mean Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. No, you mean Rocket Raccoon? Oh, another interesting connection about this movie that doesn't necessarily come into play in the movie. But Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper have worked together before. They were best friends on Alias. Bradley Cooper played Will Tippin long before anyone else who didn't watch Alias actually knew about him. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God, he was so awesome as Will Tippin in that show. Like when he sees that Sidney Bristow is still alive after this one point, like the moment of recognition when he sees her, it burned. This is how I think of Bradley Cooper. Just the immediate recoil and the look of shock on his face. You say Bradley Cooper, that's what comes to mind. I'm just blown away. He was just played the character so damn well. Absolutely loved it. You know, I liked Bradley Cooper before he became, you know, he's a pretty big star now. It's awesome. Another big star that was in Valentine's Day is Julia Roberts, right? And a connection to the movie, her niece was also in it, and their storylines intersect a little bit. Yeah, so I thought that was pretty cool, and Gosh, now I need to look at the notes because there's just so many people in this movie.
Yeah, it's one of those ensemble cast movies.
Yeah, Jamie like, Foxx, Anne Hathaway, freaking Catwoman. You know,
Halle Berry or Michelle with Pfeiffer?
No, Anne Hathaway.
Oh, that Halle Berry. That one. Good Lord. Yeah.
Jessica Biel, Hector Elizondo. Well, it wouldn't be a Gary Marshall film without Hector Elizondo. Yeah. And Shirley MacLaine, you know, Queen Latifah. You know, gosh, it's just so many people in it. It's freaking awesome. Just awesome cast. Happy movie. Freaking love it. That's all I have
and
to say.
And lots of
that.
Hearts.
And fuck you. What do you got, Matt?
Let's see here. I happen to have the heart grows. I'm just kidding. There's no hearts in this. I have one of my favorite Christmas movies. It's simply not the holidays here at my house without it. 1996's The Long Kiss Goodnight. Gina Davis, Samuel Jackson, amazing action vehicle. Also, Craig Bierko as the bad guy. Just fantastic movie. Completely ridiculous, over-the-top action. Amazingly cheesy dialogue. And it wraps it up with a neat little bow because you get Larry King in there as well. And any movie that can end with Larry King is awesome, I guess. It's a fantastic movie. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. It is complete 90s over-the-top action cheese ball shit, but it is fucking fantastic. And it is Christmas fodder along with Lethal Weapon and Die Hard. And, of course, Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
All great movies.
Very cool. Let's see what the wheel has up for us next. How are we doing on time, by the way? I don't care that the current track is not applicable. Just tell me how long it's been. Thank you very much. Oh my god, seriously, it's not changing. All right, it's been just about an hour. Okay, we landed on Smoovie.
Ooh.
Matt, what do you have for this one?
Chasing Amy.
Dude!
What?
That's what I chose.
Well, choose again.
No! That's awesome.
So oh, if two people can have the same one, then awesome. Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, I thought you evened each other out, so I would win because I do have one.
Well, but ours is better than yours.
Yeah, probably.
There's I mean, pretty much
by
default.
We've outvoted you.
Okay, Clerks 2 is out then.
Oh, but it's a sequel. I think that makes it worth 2 points also. It's even.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. How'd that happen? Two in it.
My gosh. Okay, so, Matt, why did you choose Chasing Amy?
It was the first Kevin Smith
It speaks
Smith
to me on so many levels.
Movie. No, it was, honestly, it was the first Kevin Smith movie that actually told a real story that was not trying to be funny and it was not trying to be relevant in terms of its being in your face and having the language and really just showing you the witticisms that are Kevin Smith. This one tells a real story that's complex with complex characters and wraps it in that wonderful 90s Kevin Smith bow that just cannot be made any better than what it is.
Awesome. It was going to be my pick last week, and then we hit the whammy, and I've just still had it on the brain. I've had it on the brain because, you know, because that fracking cat's moving out here. And one of the things one of the projects that we're undertaking, I mean, both of us have created these characters. And we're going with his first because his is way more developed than mine. But, you know, you're working on a webcomic, right, Katie?
Right.
You know, I mean, and I've been writing up silly ideas for it and everything, and you know, I've been having fun with it, you know, messing around with
it sounds so wrong.
I've been having fun messing around with your character.
Yeah, it was just something that, you know, I would share with you because, you know, it in the storyline it kind of makes sense now.
Yeah,
because originally it was, you know, just a cat, and the person I had, you know, in that interacting, and I thought, well, now that I'm moving out there, you had the third character, so it's all about the three of them, you know, and mostly the cat kind of coming in, and interrupting, playing tricks, pranks, shit like that. But yeah, we've got that, and you know, a couple of others.
Yeah, and
mostly it centers around the cat, which is the, you know, my avatar on Twitter. Good old Dave.
Yep. Do you want to announce what the title for it?
What the fuck, Dave?
WTF, Dave? Yeah, but it. Oh my god, it's fun. It really is, and
it's that's kind of why
the symbolism of you know, you're coming out here and you know, we're working on stuff together and you know, at least I'm assuming, you know, when I finish writing my character in the first story, you'll help me draw it because I don't have drawing skills. I stop at stick figures. You know, it's a start. You know, you got to give them a skeleton, right?
Yeah.
You know, I never got past that, but I do enjoy writing the story. It's kind of fucked up, but you know, I don't think anyone expects anything less. So
it will kind of be like a Holden and Banky.
Exactly. And so I've been thinking about Chasing Amy a lot, just because of that, especially now that it's going to be real. You know, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be fun. Like I said, I'm kind of in cruise control at this point. Yeah, just hitting the, you know, we got to get through the time. I mean, oh, no, cruise control's a bad word. You know, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. So, Kitty, you chose Clerks 2.
Yeah. I like Clerks, the original one, but every once in a while, I think I've watched Clerks 2 more than I've watched, you know, the first Clerks, the original Clerks. Just because it catches up with the guys, and then they're in an entirely new place, and they're trying to find their way, you know, as they're older now. And that kind of hits home because, you know, I'm like, I'm older, trying to think, you know, I should have done things with my life, and you know, you start thinking about it, and, you know, what have I done, and what kind of life do I have where I'm at? So, you know, it all made sense. And, you know, like I said, it's just good to catch up with the characters. You know, what's Randall and Dante doing now? They're still kind of treating people like dirt, which is fun.
Did you know, oh God, I'm blanking. Trevor Fairman. That's his last name, right? He went to Cal State Long Beach.
Did not know that.
Yeah, at the same time I was there. Never saw him, but I could say I went to school with the dude. Technically
true.
Sure?
It's not like a person you're kind of like, get out of my way, you little bastard. You twerp, move.
It's a university of. Never would have.
Lots of people.
You know, there's a lot of people that I never saw there that were going there at the same time as me. But
okay, I'll give you.
You know, it's just when I saw that, it was like, oh, he's a 49er. Cool.
Okay.
What?
I don't know what a 49er is. From San Francisco, one of the football people.
It's when the school was founded.
Oh, okay.
But the mascot is a prospector.
Okay.
So, yeah, anyway, Cal State Long Beach. Go Beach. And that dude in Clerks 2, you know, Elias, Trevor, damn it. Is it Fairman? Now I have to, I have to look this up. Like, why can't I let stuff like this go? Why do I have to turn around and actually look it up? Oh, and of course it's in
Trevor
order of
Fairman
us.
As Elias Grover?
Yeah.
Is that spelled F-E-H-R-M-A-N?
F-E-H-R-M-A-N.
Yeah, Fairman. Right. Fairman. Whatever.
Elias.
Yeah. Anyway, he was a 49er.
Congratulations.
Right on.
Shall we do one more segment and then move on to the flick pick?
Oh, well, before we get there, I do want to relate back to the holiday movie.
Oh, sure.
Because apparently Diana says that it is on right now on HBO, Long Kiss Goodnight.
What?
So wow. Feel free to check that out.
I can.
There you go.
I can just open HBO Go, but I have to mute the iPad. I don't want copyrighted material going out over the stream that I'm not actually talking about. I got a little.
Yeah, we're kind of doing a show right now.
So. Oh yeah, and I should spin the wheel instead of opening HBO Go. Let's bring the sound back. Oh, I wish I had the soundboard up, squirrel. Ooh, yes, land on that one. Yay! Knight's Choice Siebes.
Oh, damn.
Oh, what do I want to pick? Let's see. I think I'm going to have to go with hashtag morons.
Woo!
Specifically because there is something that I want to say in this one. Kitty, do you have a hashtag morons?
Oddly, no. It was kind of a boring week.
Oh, okay.
No one was
so
stupid
not,
this week.
So I call bullshit.
Was there anyone stupid this week? Did I tweet it out?
I don't know. But I call bullshit.
Okay.
There's stupid people every week.
Well, there was some people. You know, I had to go to Dallas today and you know, people driving. But, and,
yeah. Well, okay. Oh, so you're oh. No, but you're doing what I've been doing with hashtag morons. I'm, you know, because a lot of mine would end up just being about people that I encounter on the road, and I don't want them all to be driving related. I'm sure you don't want all of yours to be Evil Empire Store.
No, this wasn't. This related. Was a parking lot related.
Of the Evil Empire Store?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay, but I've got a hashtag moron. It'll all be right. Short and sweet, but I've got one.
All right,
forgot
well,
about it.
Why don't you toss it out there?
Okay, well, we were, you know, in Dallas, and you know, they've got all the shopping malls, and you drive through these shopping malls. They've got, you know, the stop signs like what every 5 feet. Why do people have to walk so? Why do people walk casually in front of the stores when there's cars going back and forth, and they've got to take forever to walk from the door to the parking lot? Get some sense of urgency, please. For the love of Frith, get out of my way. Am I being too impatient?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe that's it. I'm just too impatient. I was just too impatient this morning. I was tired and I just wanted to go, and these people would just walk out and just stroll across like they were in the park.
It would be nice if they would get out of the way, but they do have the right of way. And that's just me.
I just want them to get out of the way so I can
go. I hear you. It's annoying. It is very annoying.
Just move, people. Move. Move like we got a purpose, people.
All right. Matt, what do you got for us?
All right. Well, I have two, and
oh God,
I will only do one. I will only do one. No, I will only do one. But I am torn because one happened this last week, and then one is like just the ultimate hashtag moron story ever that I have encountered. And
then
I just don't
go with
know.
The ultimate one.
The ultimate. Okay. So many, many moons ago, I worked at Kohl's when they first broke into the Dallas market. This was back in 2000, for those of you keeping track.
I love Kohl's.
And I was a front-end supervisor. I you know, made sure all the cashiers were doing their stuff and signing people up for the Kohl's credit card and all that wonderful stuff. And I was also, you know, as one of the supervisors and stuff, you were helping with ad sets and whatnot. So I happened to be setting the ad in the Mrs. department that day before we opened. And we had this table that was set out there at the front of the Mrs. department. And it had two different kinds of sweaters, one on one side and these knit ones on, like cashmere on the front and knit on the back. And then the sign, it was a double-sided sign, and one side said, you know, cashmere this price, and one side says knit this price. And I set the ad, so I was ringing this lady up, and she brings one of the cashmere sweaters up, and the cashmere, of course, is more expensive than the knit. And so it rings up for the correct price, and she's like, no, it was a different price in the back. And I was like, okay, well, ma'am, this one is for the cashmere price and, you know, this one's in the back, but it's not a problem. I'll go ahead and change it for you. Did you mean to get the cashmere or were you actually trying to get the knit one? She's like, no, that's not the right price. This one over, this is supposed to be cheaper than that. I was like, well, that's not a problem, ma'am. I'll go ahead and change it for you. No. I want you to show me that that's the wrong price. I was like, well, ma'am, that's not really necessary. It's just a few dollars difference. It's not that big of a deal. We'll just go ahead and change the price for you. No, you're going to show me. I was like, well, ma'am, if you really want me to, I set the ad. I know where you got this from. I'll be happy to go get you the sign. And so she's like, yeah, you go get me the sign. I was like, not a problem. So I go over to the table and I pick up the sign and I bring the sign back over to the register. I was like, here you go, ma'am. So this is a cashmere sweater. Here's the cashmere price. It's right there. That's not the right sign. That's not what was there. It's like, okay, ma'am. Again, happy to change the price for you. No. I'm going to show you that sign. Yes, ma'am. Well, let's go right on ahead. So I've got the sign in my hand. We walk back over to the Mrs. department. We look at the table and she looks at the table and she looks at me and she says, well, the sign was there a minute ago. That is my ultimate hashtag moral story.
Oh my gosh.
I wanted to hit her with the sign. Was it this one? This one right fucking here.
Here's your sign, damn it. Yeah,
we couldn't do that. It was frowned upon.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I know, right? You can't hit customers with signs. Damn.
Oh. Yeah. That's a beautiful story. Oh my gosh. Wow. I'm glad I had something kind of special for a novel idea as well, but I'm now very happy that I chose hashtag morons. Or no. Yes, hashtag morons. Oh my gosh. That story's too funny.
Just glad I was able to share it with you.
It's funny because it's true.
That's the best part, is that it really did happen. I just, you know, had many a laugh.
Wow.
Many, many a laugh.
Well, now I just, I feel like I should have gone first because I just can't.
You should have been the opener.
I apologize. I'll take mine back and you can go first and then, you know, I'll
yeah.
say.
No. I think what we'll do is I'll tell mine and then you can tell your one that's not your ultimate and it'll be like just total, like we'll end it on a low note.
Sounds like a plan. I can do that. Well,
I picked myself. My fangasm last week. People have been debunking the news that Disney will release the theatrical versions of Star Wars Episode 4, 5, and 6. It makes sense. and you know, when you consider the distribution rights. And you know, I have to say that's something that Mark Thorner brought up on Getting Geeky. You know, he had even asked about the Fox distribution rights, and I just dismissed it, just like, oh, I'm sure they must have worked that out. You know, I mean, what sense would this make without, you know, without that basic requirement? You know, it's just I just completely dismissed it. But yeah, I was wrong in doing so, and that's kind of hard, you know, now that things have cleared up. Oh, that Thorner, blast his cool demeanor. And he really does think things out. He was totally right. He was. Oh, my bad. Last week's fangasm. I'm a hashtag moron. And oh my god, at some point I forgot that I was still playing the theme and that was being recorded and everything. Like, I'm glad that we kept talking about Star Wars and it was a huge, you know, fangasm, but oh my gosh, wow, I shouldn't have been playing the music like that. I don't want to get us in trouble. you know, just, I'm a hashtag moron.
Well, don't say that.
No, I am. I've been making myself the hashtag moron too frequently. I need to stop that. And that makes me a hashtag moron. Ha! Our flick pick for this week is The Right Stuff. This is one of my favorite movies. I really do love this movie. Wait, what?
What?
Oh! Yeah, I hadn't opened the soundboard yet, so your text message didn't make sense.
It's great. Pull back the curtain.
Oh. even more so. My gosh! What the fuck? What happened?
That was awesome.
It was a quick shout-out. It was like a millisecond shout out to Johnny Waitress.
Fuck it, I'm playing it again.
Who the fuck is Johnny Waitress? I'm Johnny Waitress. Who the fuck is Johnny Waitress? I'm Johnny Waitress.
Pardon me. Yeah, Labatt Brewing Company bought it. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, yeah, it is a lager. It's a lager. He drinks a lager drink, drinks a cider drink. Sings the songs that remind him of the good times. Sings the songs that remind him of the best times. Danny boy. Blah, blah, blah. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You ain't never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. Blah, 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 blah. This beer's just about empty. Make it so, number one. You know, I'm not even gonna get into the political science of men and women. Oh, more nipples through the shirt.
And not heart-shaped.
I got, the fucking monkey! Shoot the fucking monkey! See, I don't know how this is sounding, guys. I don't know if I should be apologetic or if I should be like, you're welcome.
I'm gonna watch Doom just to see what he's talking about. Shoot the monkey.
I know! Let's make that our flick pick next week.
Some of this.
And let's have Johnny on. Your
fresh lager foam. Out of my belly.
Okay.
Know what I mean? God, I'm so paranoid about this being my worst show ever. I have no idea what the fuck's going on. Ooh, there's a naked girl on TV. I think I have to burp out more beer. It's not coming out. I know I need to. I know there's bubbles inside me. Bubbles, my bubbles. But they're not.
I like the Finding Nemo reference.
So fuck that. Oh, this burp really will not come out. Ooh, that was a bit of it. Next week is me and Honey White Trash recording in a hotel room. Wrestling.
No.
I love how he's like, we're recording in a hotel room. Wrestling.
And one last rest in peace.
Not wrestling. Wrestling.
Brent, yeah. I love you, bro. He always hated my outro. That's all, folks.
Johnny's tribute episode to Brett. Yeah. The highlights. And that was some editing on my part, too. I didn't rearrange everything. It's just the wrestling was another clip near a burp, and so it got in there, and I just laughed so hysterically after hearing him talking about Honey White Trash. You know, they're going to be in a recording in a hotel wrestling. I didn't rearrange anything. They were said within, you know, like, very close proximity, but... I couldn't help that one.
Yeah, there was supposed to be a comma in there somewhere, I'm sure.
There was. It was a comma by a burp.
Well, you know, speaking of that being a tribute, I wanted to bring something up before we got to the flick pick. I was wanting to mention the... Matt, your last episode... Hello?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, sorry. Yeah, I thought I lost something. That little, when you were talking about Robin Williams, that little tribute, I don't know who put it together, but...
that was beautiful.
I gotta say, dude, that one... Just hearing that, I kind of got a little misty-eyed there. And that was great. You know, just all the audio put together for that.
I will definitely relay that to Tim. That was Tim. And I guess I am also my own hashtag moron because, as I was telling you before we started the show, I've only made it about halfway through the news of our episode 89 over at slscast.com, at the SLScast, the show at slscast.com, and at nittwit 12345. But Tim did that, and I will definitely make sure to let him know that you guys thought it was awesome.
Yeah,
I loved that entire segment that you guys did. It really was. That was just great.
Yeah, it was something we didn't bring up last week, you know, because we had our own thing going. But yeah, just hearing that, it was just great. I mean, I was at work when I heard it last night, and I was like, oh, jeez.
I love that.
And just hearing all the quotes put together.
Not just that. I mean, you know, how they were talking about the movies and everything. I mean, your guys' podcast is just freaking awesome, dude. I've love how you guys go into detail and everything. Just the connections that you bring up. You know, it's very clear. You guys just do a great job of getting your point across. You know.
That really means a lot, honestly. Really,
you truly love movies. It's awesome.
It's been we first started working together back in 2011, and it's been a long road, to say the least. But you know, thanks. Honestly, we're picking all the steam we've been picking up at all is really thanks to you guys. So we are truly forever in your debt. For that. So thanks for responding to a tweet. Yeah, that was, you know.
Thanks for checking our show out. And then you were the one that you discovered us through Stitcher.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So,
yeah, so let's thank hashtag Stitcher Radio.
Yeah.
For bringing us together.
Yeah. I didn't in a million years expect that it would actually work, you know, by putting us on that platform, people discovering us with no effort.
I'm telling you, all you had to do was search movies. There you were. It was in the title. It was great.
Freaking awesome.
So, you know, but no, I mean, seriously, we really do appreciate it. I'm glad that, you know, we've got, it's nice to get real live feedback from objective folk and not just our moms.
Everything you do is great.
Oh, thanks, Mom. You know.
Yeah, it really is hard to get feedback from people that you're close to. you know, just...
Right.
Well, except for myself, because I always tell myself, you suck. Improve on this.
I lick, thank you very much. Emo Kitty, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, Emo Kitty, what the hell is wrong with him?
Stupid. Well, somebody's going to hear what I just said.
But I do like how y'all, you know...
We'll hear it when we re-listen.
Yeah.
How much y'all go into movies? That really, like I said, well, you know, the most recent episode, you had the tribute to Robin Williams, but then you also started talking about the movies that you've been watching, you know, for in preparation for that episode. And, you know, I probably won't go see Expendables 3 now. You know, I kind of wanted to, but I don't think I'll waste my money on it.
Absolutely. But I would say that if you could find someone who would give you a dollar to get it at Redbox when that happens, go right on ahead. You know, but other than that, definitely skip it.
But then you brought up an older movie, Urban Cowboy. And that's a movie I've seen before. And just hearing y'all talk about it, I was like, yeah, that is a great movie just for those specific reasons. Just...
Hey, we're you know, we just enjoy, like I said, you know, you guys said it best. We just enjoy movies and we really like to talk about it. And so we do, whether or not everybody else enjoys the movies the same way that we do, it is whatever. But
yeah, you guys do a lot of good analysis and everything, though. I mean, it's clear that your interest is in how it's made. You know, you look into it at a deeper level. Yeah, I can't speak for the cat, but I personally don't like going into it in that level because it takes me out of the experience. You know, so I would sit back and just get lost in the story. And so I can easily forgive, you know, like bad camera work or something like that. I won't even see it. I'm that locked into the story.
But see, that's okay. I mean, that.
Yeah, you and I have discussed things offline, and you know, you said one of your goals is to, you know, to just be the best movie podcast out there. And I jokingly said, yeah, and our aim is to be the goofiest. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how I feel.
See, that's the thing. I mean, there's and I know that I already talked about this on Getting Geeky with Miranda Janelle on Tuesdays and Thursdays at, you know,
on Gabnet,
midnight Eastern.
Yeah, midnight Eastern. Yes, yeah. There you go. And so I had talked about – I had brought up The People versus George Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that – one of the points that that movie makes is exactly what you just brought up, is it no longer matters what the artist intended or what the vision was. Once it's put out there, the people who view it, the public, see what they want to see. And mm-hmm. where – someone will be distracted by bad camera work and it will let them take them. It will take them out of the movie. It will break the illusion and ruin the movie experience to a certain degree. Other people don't notice it because the story for them touches them in a way that's all they care about. And that's okay. That's the beauty.
And that actually really does make a difference, because when you're not that locked into the story, that's when you start noticing, or at least for me, that's when I start noticing, you know, poor lighting choices or awkward dialogue. You know, it's those moments when it's not capturing me that I really start to go in the analysis. You know, when the story locks me in, I mean, screw that. There's nothing else. It's just this experience.
Yeah, as long as the story is good. I mean, if it's something that grabs my attention story-wise, I would probably overlook some of the lighting, some of the goofs that happen.
Because you don't care. It locks you in those moments.
That's beauty of filmmaking.
Yeah, and it's something that's unique to each person. Each person enjoys. I mean, there are people who legitimately enjoy hyper-analyzing films and taking detailed notes and there's people that love getting down into that level of detail, and then there's people who just don't pay attention at all. They don't care. Yeah, I mean, there's such a freaking wide variety. It's so unique to each person.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Which brings us, I guess, back to The Right Stuff. Yeah. That just happened.
You know what? Nice. It's so fitting because Raphael does that to us each time that he's on. Yeah, he just decides where he wants our show to go, which it's actually good. It's usually I'm usually in that moment. It's like, okay, 3, 2, 1. All right, that's long enough for an awkward silence. Let's see. Yes. All right, we're good to go on the flick. Wait, Matt's talking. Again, what's with this inner dialogue? This isn't Scrubs.
Yeah, who knew?
No, we didn't. We didn't land on Who Me tonight. We're not gonna be talking about Doctor Who, even though tonight was the airing of the season 8 premiere, and it was glorious. But remember, spoilers, sweetie, and yeah, there we go. our flick pick is The Right Stuff. It was released on October 21st, 1983. My gosh.
Wow.
Yeah, you know,
I'm looking. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have been thinking, Katie, I think we should change the definition of an old friend.
Oh, yeah?
Because right now we have it set for anything in the 70s or above, you know, or before.
Or below, yeah.
Yeah. Above. Wow. My brain's just not firing correctly right now.
it's that
stupid. No, it's that stupid comment I made about cruise control.
Oh,
that's still bothering me.
It's all good. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know how I am, though. I was like, Anyway, So yeah, we've got 70s or earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But something like The Right Stuff, that's, you know, now more than 30 years old.
Don't remind me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of thinking maybe we make 30 years old the cutoff.
For so anything? Friend.
Anything that's, you know, exactly 30 years to the day and older.
So, yeah, that's kind of how we run it for Did It Age Well on our show. We picked 20 years.
Okay, so I was going to say, if you were going to say 30... Then I'd be like, okay, we're changing it to 33.
Yeah, 30 in one day. We're going for the Price is Right thing.
Yeah, I love it. I love it, especially since we're messing with a wheel.
30 and a dollar.
30 and a dollar. Oh, subtitle. We have a show subtitle.
Woo.
All right.
Well, I could go for that because there's a lot of 80s movies that I really do like, and apparently they are 30 and a dollar more.
30 and a dollar, Kitty Bob.
The Right Stuff.
Yeah, October The Right 21st. Stuff. Oh my gosh, this film has The Right Stuff.
I'm going to ask, both of you have seen this, right? I mean, apparently you have,
yes,
Miranda.
Yes, and I was actually looking because I am almost convinced... Actually, I am convinced that Bryan Cranston is in this movie.
Really?
Now, it's not like a major part or anything, but there's like there's this one part of the movie.
I
where
think I know what you're talking about.
Talking with all the engineers in NASA office, and he's in there, and he actually has a couple of lines. And I can't find him on IMDb, not in the list, not on his list, not on his filmography on Wikipedia, not in the Wikipedia article. But I'm almost I'm sure he's in this movie. So I want to keep an eye out for him. Like 58, I think.
So old? He's like 15?
No.
30 years ago, 28.
Yeah, 31 years ago. Well,
time math. I'm not good at it.
Actually, yeah, we haven't crossed the official 31-year mark. Because I just said it was released on October 21st, 1983.
There you go. Yes, he was born March 7th, 1956, so that makes him 50.
Yeah. No, yeah, he's old enough to have been in it, you know, to be a young hotshot engineer.
Okay,
maybe.
I'll go for that.
Maybe, if he had a beard, which I don't know. This is one of the best rated movies on Rotten Tomatoes. You know, just it's at 98%. The audience rating is 91%. The out of 21,604 user ratings, there are 40 critic ratings, and only one of them. Just one out of the 40 critics rated it or gave it a rating of rotten, saying bored me to death, but it was the first time I was hit on, so it was worth it. And that came from Alex Sandell. I've never heard of this person, but they're an official critic on Rotten Tomatoes. And okay, this film bored you to death? Okay, all right. Hey, it's not for everyone, but damn, I love this movie. Just the everything with Chuck Yeager. You know, Chuck Yeager is another one of those people that he's people. But I'm not talking about people in general. What the hell is going on tonight?
we're doing a show.
What happened?
No, but the words aren't, you know, words speak good. It's not
words hard in brain out
no,
mouth.
No, in brain
come.
Fine, out mouth no good.
You speak 'em white girl.
I'm just a
caveman. Many words.
Your technology frightens and confuses
the words,
me.
Yeah, you know, like, do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? No, because the right ones aren't coming out of the mouth. What the? Yeah.
I like the caveman lawyer reference.
You said come out of your mouth.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
If only you could have done it with as Beavis. I could have, you know, don't make me smack you.
Yeah. Come.
Sorry.
Oh, okay. So, the nature of being raised by my father imparted a significant fascination with just one of the greatest, you know, guys that has ever lived, Chuck Yeager, and he's heavily featured in this movie. His test of the Bell X1, you know, Glamorous Glennis, and oh my gosh, just breaking the sound barrier and everything, so freaking awesome. Every single time that I would go to see the Blue Angels, you know, I used to go to air shows with my father when I was little, and we would go see the Blue Angels, and every time that you know, they would fly in formation, but one of them would be way behind, and then they would come through and break the sound barrier and everything. It just made it made me think of the right stuff, and how they actually did the breaking of the sound barrier by Chuck Yeager in the X1. It's just, oh my god!
I always think of the New Kids on the Block.
What?
No,
oh my
just
god!
Kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
What the fuck, Kitty?
Wow.
I'm sorry. Oh, I shouldn't have said that.
Fuck you, Kitty. You're going to spend the night outside.
Yeah, I'll sleep outside tonight.
Wow.
I shouldn't have said that. That did not produce the laughs I thought it would. But
well, I mean, it did for you. I suppose it was that.
Yeah, that kind of major
okay.
Fail.
So it also follows the Mercury 7 and their missions, and this movie is complete with a wonderful Dennis Quaid smile. Oh hell yeah. And
Chuck Yeager, the real Chuck Yeager, is in
yes. Yes, he is.
Bartender.
Yep. And Sam Shepard, Scott Glenn, Christoph is in this. and he whistles on the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, Ed Harris. Come on. He whistles on the toilet. Fred Ward. Ward. Like Bert. No, Fred. Not Ernie. What the
he
hell?
He was kind of big in the 80s.
Fred Ward.
Yeah. Do you remember him from a lot of movies?
Every time I think of Fred Ward, I think of this, and then I think of Joe Dirt's dad.
Joe Dirt?
Joe Dirt.
I've never seen it. I remember him from, Tremors and Remo Williams. And I'm sure you probably won't remember this one, Miranda, but Matt might. Time Rider.
Time Rider. Nope, sorry.
Oh, come on. The one where he goes back in time, he's a dirt bike rider. You know,
No, sorry. No.
Oh, damn. That was one of the movies that I went to see in the theater that was, you know, he was the star. He goes back and, you know, he gets caught up.
So it was like you and like maybe four other people? Because, probably. I mean, if I haven't heard of it, like, there's just no way this movie was good.
I don't think it was that great, but it was a movie that stuck
with
me enough that I bought
it
on DVD.
Wait, hold on. Call out the ego, Katie.
What?
What did I do? No, you didn't do it. Matt did. Call, dude. If you haven't heard of it, it couldn't have been that good. What the hell, man? Why?
Well, I did bring up Remo Williams' The Adventure Begins. And it began, and I think that's where it stopped. That's a movie I didn't watch. I think I've seen part of it, but yeah, Time Rider. He goes back in time. You know, he's a motocross or something. He's dirt biking through the desert in a sport race, and he ends up going through this area that's being run by these scientific people who are trying to work on time, and he gets sent back in time like 100 years. And so he's got, you know, his bike, all his gear on, and he's kind of like stuck in the old west.
All right,
and these people are like,
for you,
the devil, the devil. Yeah, just watch it. Actually, I don't want to say too much about it because, it does deal with time travel and something at the end just happens, which is one of the biggest parts of the movie.
Does he regenerate?
No, he doesn't regenerate.
Oh.
You know, he just deals with his own history.
It's not on Netflix, but I'm going to see if I can try and track it down and watch it for you.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
So, wow. No.
Aaron, it's pretty bad.
We fall into a rat hole every single show.
Agreed.
Every single one. You know, it's hot.
Tremors. He was in Tremors.
He was in Tremors. And he was Joe Dirt's dad.
I feel kind of justified and not so stupid.
Okay, Diana's asking me if, so are you I Am Groot on Skype that came to Miranda's Getting Geeky show?
The who?
Yeah, Groot the other night.
No, that was not me.
Were you on the call for that? No, that was Thursday.
No, I was there for Tuesday night show. So I assume I was there. Thursday.
Yeah, you remember Groot, right?
Yeah, I was not Groot.
Yes, Diana. No, I was not. I Am Groot on Skype.
You know, I'm the cat. I'm like Rocket. Ain't no thing but like me, except me.
which is why for the Guardians of Gabnet you were named Rocket.
Hooray, suckers.
Now Patrick is Groot, but Patrick was also on the call. Jim is our Star Lord, the general manager.
Sure.
Diana is Nova, so and Diana had named me Gamora. And Mark Thorner is our Drax, and so I think that means that Diana and I need to have an epic battle. where I beat her down and repeatedly call her sister.
Wow.
Well, that's how it happened in the movie, right? I mean,
yeah.
I'm wearing my Midnight Movie Night shoes right now. You know, Night's fight. I'm sorry. You know, bring it, Diana.
Whoa.
Although it has been put out there. She's probably scrappy. I might need to think about this one.
Yeah, I'm not sure I can help you with that one because, you know.
Okay, there's so Barbara Hershey's also in this movie, and she's freaking awesome.
I was looking through the actors, I mean, there's a lot of...
I'm talking about Barbara Hershey here.
I know that. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Continue.
Yeah, Barbara Hershey has a recurring role on Once Upon a Time, and this movie makes it really difficult for me to really truly enjoy her character on that show because, oh, is her character a baddie? Oh,
in this movie?
No.
Oh.
In Once Upon a Time. This is the first thing I ever saw her in. So
I'll tell you
this is how I remember her.
This is a woman who did not recover quite the way Willem Dafoe did from The Last Temptation of Christ.
She's got beaches. That's about it. That's all I know her from.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Last Temptation of Christ basically has ostensibly has Jesus having sex with Mary Magdalene, and Willem Dafoe plays Jesus, and Barbara Hershey played Mary Magdalene, and oddly enough, in the late 80s, people didn't take very kindly to that, and it caused
a big kerfuffle.
Yeah, it caused a big huge kerfuffle there. Apparently, the movie did like really well money wise, and I think was even nominated for some awards and stuff. But it was rough going for them after that movie for a little while, and. I mean, I really didn't see Barbara Hershey much after that at all.
I don't think I've seen anything.
She was in Black Swan. If you saw Black Swan, that was the most recent movie that I could remember.
Oh, my God, yes. She was so great. I'm sorry. I really do love her as an actress. She played the mother. Mm-hmm. And oh, my gosh. Just... That was a hell of a character. Oh God, I love that movie. Every single time, you know, when she's dancing and you see what looks like the hairs on her arms, but they're black and they start, you know, popping up, you know, as she's becoming the Black Swan. Oh my gosh, it just makes, you know, every single little hair, you know, just stand up on end. It's fantastic.
I gotta see this movie.
Oh my gosh, yes, you do. That's going to be one of the first ones that we watch when you get out here. And Barbara Hershey is great in it as well.
All right.
You know, because she plays her mother and you'll understand when you watch the movie. I really don't want to spoil anything about it. It's a fantastic film. Absolutely. Absolutely fantastic.
So Lance Henriksen is in this one. Donald Moffat, Scott Wilson. There's a lot of people in here that I know today. I mean, Jeff Goldblum was in this. I guess these people had smaller roles.
Yeah, no, Jeff Goldblum, he's the guy who's, you know, like running, and he's always running in and closing the door. Like, you know, they call it Sputnik. We know. Yeah, he's trying to deliver the message that has apparently already gotten to them.
No.
Yeah, he's that guy. Oh my gosh, yeah. Zoe Deschanel and Emily Deschanel's mother plays Ed Helms' wife, Annie Glenn.
In this movie?
Yeah. Yeah, she's in this. You know, she's the one who, she stutters.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, she did a great job in this as well. There's just so many people. Oh, from Kindergarten Cop. How sad for her. That's what I think about when I think of her. She plays
Pamela Reed.
Yes, Pamela Reed. She plays Trudy Cooper. Oh my God, I love this movie. We've been going for an hour and 50.
Which, this is just a movie I don't think I've actually seen the entire way through. I've seen bits and pieces over the years, and this will probably be the first time I've actually watched it from start to finish. And I've heard it's a good movie. It's a movie I want to watch. But, you know, it's just one of those things I never get around to. But I will tonight.
Okay, so maybe... Nope. I'm not going to remember how to speak. Kitty, can you close out the show? I
So, I guess we're going to watch this movie then. Matt, you like this movie, right?
I do. And when you have 192 minutes to kill, this would be a good one. This would be a good way to kill it.
This is a long movie.
Yeah, that's what I saw when I downloaded it to rent it, and I was like, "Whoa, that's a big file."
It's a long, long movie, but oh, is it a good one?
Okay.
We would like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the cover art, Judge Funky Boy for our theme, our new followers, Wire Tech Girl, Pure Rock Fury, Fans on Patrol, Zacko Dog 11. And Don K 7. And you for listening. We'd also like to thank Matt for joining us. Matt,
yes.
I hear you do a movie podcast called the SLS Cast. Where can people find your wares?
Why, thank you, Amanda. Miranda?
Amanda, dude.
Amanda Miranda. That's right. You're beautiful. No, it's the SLS Cast, and you can find us at slscast.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the SLS Cast. You can send us an email to the show, all one word, the show at slscast.com. You can follow me on Twitter at nittwit12345. And of course, you can subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Favorite us on Stitcher Radio.
Yeah, and that's important because people, you know, the discovery does work on Stitcher. Our tiny, tiny little podcast picked up at least one person just from finding us there. So awesome, very awesome. And you know, this isn't something that we've historically done at the end of the show, but I notice it's something that a lot of other podcasts do, and I think we should do it too. And actually providing our contact information at the end of the show as well. What do you think, Kitty?
Okay, I'm for
that,
I guess.
Well, you know, I mean, because, you know, when you're going almost 2 hours...
Yeah,
you know,
that'll remind people.
I mean, what would happen if someone forgot that on Twitter we're at Movie Nights Pod, and that we have a website, midnightmovienights.com, and that's Nights with a K, as always, and that we're in iTunes, we're on the Overcast podcast directory, we're in Stitcher as well. You know, that's how Matt from the SLS Cast found us. You know, they're in Stitcher too, but yeah, we definitely are as well. We're also in TuneIn and a lot of other places, and if you want to let us know if you find a place that we're not, or you just want to drop a comment and be like, dude, what the fuck, you guys had this like hyper emotional episode, and you know, and you didn't even freaking warn us, and then you go for almost 2 hours, you know, and frankly after the stinger, you know, because you guys always do a stinger, you know, and sometimes that's you know, it just goes on forever and ever, you know, god, you're definitely going to be over 2 hours. You know, if you want to send us an email like that, you could do it by sending it over to contact@midnightmovienights.com.
Man, yeah, I'm out of breath. Good Lord. I didn't even have to say all that.
So should we also say, you know, if your neighbor's not listening to us, they should, you know, you should bust down that door and tell them, you know, you listen to this now. Is that good?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm okay with that. But we will not be held responsible for any damages done to neighbors' property.
Yeah.
You do so with your, you know, we warned
you. Own discretion.
Yeah, Listener discretion is advised. That's Midnight Movie Nights with a K for this week. Also with a K. I'm Miranda.
You are a person.
I'm Miranda Janelle without a K. And it is Miranda Janelle on Twitter. If you guys want to send me a non-show related tweet, and again, no K in this one. Who the hell are you, Kitty?
I am that freaking cat with two K's and a C.
And, you know, even though we've said this 40 million times already, we have been joined by Matt from the SLS Cast at theslscast.com.
Who are you, Matt?
Oh, I'm Matt Dude, Quinton, and I'm at nitwit12345, personally.
Okay, let's go watch a movie.
And talk.
Indeed.
Remember the 5th of November.
Midnight Movie Nights.
You know, I was half thinking about just stopping the broadcast and just being like, yeah, no stinger. I just thought that would have been funny. But, you know, I was actually thinking about it. I did start recording
a few minutes before the stinger?
No. A few minutes before we actually went on air.
Okay.
Yeah, so there is... I was looking at the recording time, you know, at least from what's it called? Nice Cast, you know, the program.
Oh.
That I'm sending. Oh, actually, no. Now that I think about it, yes, we are actually still under 2 minutes. Or under 2 minutes? No. Under two hours. I'm telling you, the signals are getting crossed. I don't know what the frack is going on. It's really bothering me.
It's been
but I'm probably going to have to trim the first, you know, maybe first minute or so. So we're still under 2 hours at this point. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely under 2 hours. Definitely under 2 hours.
Well, I just had an absolute blast. So thank you very much again for having me.
Thanks for joining us. It's always fun when, you know, and I love that you did. That you did the tournament of segments, you know, it's definitely not something that's required, but, thank you for playing along. Just very cool. And,
you know, I don't think the tally ever went out.
Dude,
of
he
course,
won.
You know, Matt won.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. 2, 3. I wrote down at least 7. Let's see. We did not do a Pop My Culture Cherry. We did not do a Who Me. We did do a Smoovie, and all three of us had Smoovie, so I did not write that one down correctly. So now that makes it, what, 8? Anything goes.
Quotes. Let's see what did. Smoovie.
We did not do Pod People, and we did not do a Novel Idea. That's too bad. I actually did have something.
Or Ear Candy. We didn't do Ear Candy.
Yeah, and we didn't do Ear... Yeah, I think I already mentioned Ear Candy.
Oh, sorry.
No, I didn't. I skipped right over it because it was sandwiched between. Anyway.
Sorry, my pod people was the SLS Cast.
Oh. Well, you could have saved it. Just save it for next week, at least, you know, because I'm going to save my pod people for next week.
Okay.
And I'm also going to save my novel idea for next week. But oh, God, it's just relevant because I just finished reading the story earlier today. Well, I mean, I read the entire story today. But that's a story for...
another day?
Well, yeah, another day.
Thanks, man.